So finally she and I decided, we talked about it, and I said, I told her, and she said, and well, let me tell you how I thought about it. Her mother and father were blind. And all Danny's friends left her one time up at Livingston, and I couldn't go to get her. It was over a holiday. And Danny was seriously ill. Nobody thought to take Willie, take Danny and take care of her. Willie brought her home to her mother and her daddy. To me, that's a true friend. And so when we talked about it, and I told Willie, she said, I see how it is, Miss Luton. And I said, well, Willie, it's not that I don't want you. And I'm trying to describe my feelings, but it's not the idea that I'm prejudiced against you, but she's my daughter. She's the first that's bringing, that she brought you home. And it's not that I don't want you, but I don't want her to be the one to break this barrier and be talked about, which she probably, there were probably a lot of things said. And she said, no, I understand. And I think that's one of the reasons why Danny moved away. She said, you're telling me, you always taught me to love everybody and to be friends with them and hear you. I said, no, I'm not telling you. I said, you can bring Willie home, but then there are places in the community you cannot bring her. And it's not being fair to Willie. And this was in, it was a horrible period of time. This went on for about 6 or 7 months. You know, I was trying to tell her something that went against everything I had taught her, but it was something that I didn't feel this way. And now Willie comes, she's in Mobile, but Willie goes back, you know, she'll come and go and visit. She comes the weekend, Willie calls from Demopolis and loves the little boy, Danny's little brother, because of course Danny's devoted to him, and Tracy, the 17-year-old sister. And they write back and forth. And just sitting there one day, we were eating, and they were talking, and Danny and them, they would talk about Negroes. And Drew said something about, because they have never been allowed to say nigger in the house, and Drew said something about, he says, Willie, are you black? She says, yes, Drew. He said, I just wondered about that. And it was amazing, but she's a lovely person, and it's a shame that relationships like that have to suffer. Because she's just a great person. And it's like Danny says, she said she's actually a better Catholic than I am and a better person than I am.
You are caught in a situation like that, torn between that kind of friendship, and you got a community to consider on the other hand, and all that years of prejudice built up.
But there's a lot of people, the older people that I see, and they'll say, but then some little old thing will happen, and they'll say, well, that's just like a nigger. But yet, I never would have thought that they thought that. But I've caught myself doing the same thing. You know, with that, that's just, I didn't think I was like that, but I think you absorb some of this as you're growing up or something.
Yeah. And I don't know, there might be a certain element of the black population that might encourage that kind of attitude. I don't know.
Now, the old blacks, we have a very small minority, and the old blacks down here, oh, there's one that, the only time I ever said, and she called herself, and that's what she was known, was Negro Leo. And she introduced herself as Negro Leo. She was about 80-something. I used to work in the library. She'd come in there, and she'd say, you know how those niggers are. But she was known. That was her name. And she never wanted to be called by anything else.
When a black uses that term nigger amongst themselves and referring to other blacks, do they do it in an insulting manner, or just a casual term, you know?
Just a term, I think, more or less. Because Rick says, see, my son's going to a black school.
Yeah.
Right. Where's now, that? SD Bishop. It's all black. There's only four whites, and all his teachers are black. He said, they're hilarious. I said, well, you better not ever call one of them. He said, well, I don't. He said, I know.
Yeah.
Of course, he played basketball all the years that he grew up, and he's taller than most blacks. And